Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and today is, well, one of my favorite things that I do anytime, anywhere, is I love my office. And that's when we go to a place of business in Westchester, and we celebrate it because, well, generally somebody nominates their place of work to win prizes and to have us come and talk to them. But today, I honestly have been looking forward to this is for a couple of weeks since I heard that we were going to do this. We are at probably one of my all-time favorite eateries in the entire world for so many years I can't even count, and that would happen to be Walter's Hot Dogs, their newest location, which is in White Plains, 186 Mamaroneck Avenue. So I'm so grateful to be here today. Gene Baca, the business development and so much more, grandson of the original owner of Walter's, Gene Warrington, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us, and we're so proud to have won. So,
well,
thank
listen,
you for coming.
You guys have been, I full confession, full disclosure, I live 2 minutes from your original location, the Pagoda on Palmer Avenue in Mamaroneck. So, and I lived for 20 years in Mamaroneck and now 15 in Larchmont. So it's a long time that I have been enjoying. I raised my daughter on Walter's Hot Dogs and Curly Fries and all of her friends. And it truly is, I mean, we love it so much because it's part of our rich history in Mamaroneck and Larchmont, but the whole world knows about Walter's, right, Gene?
Thank you. That's very kind. Yes, we have a very loyal fan base, and we're really proud of that. Five generations of customers.
Five generations. Now, I did a little research on it because I was with the historical, I almost said hysterical, that too, the Historical Society in Mamaroneck. Peter Fellows is a friend of mine who I think he's part of your family.
He's my uncle.
Thank you very much. Yes, lovely man, and he gave us some history on Walter's, but it started originally not in the Pagoda, right? It was a hot dog stand. Where was it actually based?
Yeah, so Walter opened up the original roadside stand on the Boston Post Road.
Yes.
In 1919. And after years of seeing it grow and he knew he needed a bigger space and a real established business, 9 years later in 1928 is when he opened up the Pagoda that you know.
Yes.
On Palmer Avenue.
It's funny because most people from out of town would probably think, okay, that must be a Chinese food joint or something. But back in the 20s, that was sort of the in thing to do, right, in terms of decor, to have like an Asian theme, something like that.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And Walter met some architects that were experts in that area of architecture. Mm-hmm. And he wanted something that would be extremely unique and look like no other eatery restaurant at the time, so he wanted to really stand out, which he obviously did.
He did. I wonder, so how long was Walter involved in the hot dog joint? And was it always hot dogs, or did you have other fare at that time?
Great question. So it's so cool. If you actually Google Walter's Hot Dogs original hot dog stand, you'll see the original picture of the original location, and you'll see he sold a very simple menu. He had his hot dogs, which are the same ones today we serve,
mm-hmm.
bushels of apples, apple cider, and oriental beverages. That's exactly what the menu says.
What kind of beverages?
It says oriental beverages if you look in the picture.
Oriental. And what would that consist of?
Different
do you know?
Types of teas.
Teas?
Yeah.
How incredible.
Yeah, it's really unique.
Yeah, very unique. So how long was Walter actually part of it? Did you say how many years was he involved? And then
he was heavily involved in building the foundation for over 30 plus years.
Okay.
My grandfather, Gene, was, you know, 4 years old when Walter started in 1919. So he grew up in the business and was involved in it from the mid-30s all the way into the 21st century.
Okay. And was Gene the son of Walter?
Gene is the son of Walter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I had the great privilege and honor of seeing Gene Warrington speak not that long ago at the Historical Society Gala in Mamaroneck, and I was so touched by him. He was a proverbial rock star. I mean, people flocked to him. You would have thought Elvis Presley was in the room. That's how much he means to the community.
Yeah. You know, he had not only generations of customers that knew him and knew his business, but the amount of employees over the years that, you know, he employed and gave their first job opportunities or, you know, became lifelong friends with. He just was a staple in the local community, especially part of all the organizations he was part of.
Yes.
And so much that he did, yeah, he had a following in Mamaroneck like as if he was a member of the Beatles.
Absolutely true, 100%. And my little babysitter, when she was 11 years old, she got her first job at Walter's Hot Dogs.
Oh, cool.
She's now 40 years old. Her son is my godson. It's just like that, though, generational. And I remember her coming home and talking about working there and how much it meant to her. That was her first job. And so you really have been, your whole family, part of the community for so long. Now, the hot dogs.
Yes.
We all know, they are truly the best hot dogs in the whole world. So has the recipe changed from day one, Gene, or a little bit over the years, or is it basically Walter's very first hot dog?
That's the number one thing we're most proud of, is that we're in business 100 years this year, and the recipe is exactly the same. It's our signature hot dog, our family recipe that now dates 100 years.
100 years.
Yeah.
That's right, 1919. Hello, 100 years.
Yeah.
I remember when it celebrated 85 years, and I believe that CBS This Morning did a national show on it. I think it was when it was 85 years old, and I remember feeling so proud. I was in Indiana visiting my parents at the time, and I was jumping up and down, and I was like, that's Walter's Hot Dogs. You have no idea how cool this is. And, so now we are at 100. You have taken, truly, Walter's now into the 21st century. You have a truck, right?
We have two food trucks.
Two food
yes.
trucks. Okay. And those are based in Westchester, or do you have them in Connecticut as well?
They're based in Westchester, but they service the entire tri-state area.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So, for example, today they could be, you know, right in Mamaroneck. Tomorrow they could be in Stamford. This weekend they're at the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Okay.
So
what an incredible idea, food trucks being what they are. But, you know, Walter's Hot Dogs, just fully cut above all of them. And now you've got the new store here in White Plains, which I noticed you've painted the ceiling so that it mimics the pagoda in Mamaroneck. What a fantastic idea. Is that your idea?
It was a collaborative effort,
was
for sure.
It?
But we wanted to make sure, especially since it was going to be an in-dining experience,
yes,
to pay tribute the best we could to, you know, our home in Mamaroneck, which is the pagoda.
Exactly. And I love the enlarged postcards that are all over the room, which Walter's is famous for getting postcards. Well, what hot dog stand or even a restaurant gets notes from all over the world? And it has forever, right? I mean, we're way back to like the wars and stuff like that.
Since it opened in 1919, one of the first postcards Walter's ever got was from a member of Admiral Byrd's Antarctica expedition, which was my grandfather Gene's favorite postcard that he ever got. And it's faded over the years, and we did the best to try to restore it, but it doesn't look like it did many years ago. But that's something that I know he was most proud of. But if you just take a look, you know, we did it, you know, we picked some of our favorites.
Absolutely.
There's thousands of different postcards over the years.
It's like a walk through history. It truly is something so unique. And you have, now being in business development, Gene Baca, any ideas for taking Walter's truly, like maybe nationally or regional? I mean, or is that, we don't talk about that yet.
No. So our main goal is, you know, we're a family-owned and operated business. We take pride in that. We take pride in the level of consistency in being able to grow this business kind of from the ground up. And, you know, who knows where it's going to take us over the next 10 years. There are some great things ahead for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we want to make sure that as we grow, it's done in the way that we know would make my grandfather Gene and Walter himself proud of the growth being done right. So we're very particular about that. So there's definitely growth involved, but it's about doing it the right way that we know how.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I'm just going to say right now, I just had a double dog with a cowboy shake and the curly fries, which for any time of the year, if I ever really crave something, that's the lunch I crave. Yeah. So thanks for giving that to me today.
It's my pleasure. I knew that was not your first time ordering because you ordered that like a Walter's Pro, like a regular, your double curly fries and a vanilla cowboy.
It's a beautiful thing. What a legacy. Gene Baca, business development here at Walter's Hot Dogs in their latest dine-in store at 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains, perfectly located here right downtown with all the businesses and everything going on here. What a great place to have opened this store
Thank
up.
You.
I wish you continued success for not 100 more years, but at least 200, if not more. Thank you so much. And on behalf of, you know, the, all of us that get to enjoy it, thank you for continuing the family legacy. It's a gift to all of us.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot to us and our family, especially for being here today.
Thank you. Wow. What a great treat. And on so many levels, I can't even tell you. I'm so happy to be here today at Walter's Hot Dogs, 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains. We're here because we love to kind of reward people at their places of work, and somebody nominated Walter's and they won. So we want to thank the, our sponsors and our people that helped to make this always a possibility. Hey, by the way, come on down right now because Capitol Theater is here giving away tickets or an opportunity to win tickets while you're eating your lunch, while you're eating your hot dogs. We also want to thank Grey Rock Florals, Joseph Richard Florals for the beautiful flower arrangement. Also chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. They go good with hot dogs, don't they? Absolutely. Massage chair many times on site, but Oasis Day Spa is always a part of our team here, and they're in Dobbs Ferry. Website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Port Chester. Fruit bouquet from Edible of East Chester. Games for the visit with PM Amusement. Special events and promo items from White Plains Hospital. And last but not least, for a restaurant to another restaurant, a gift certificate to Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester. 3 months of Sharks on hold messaging service and a happy hour party at the Shark headquarters are what you can win as well. Go to westchestertalkradio.com, download the form, nominate your office, because, hey, we love your office too. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio from Walters in White Plains.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and today we are broadcasting live from Walter's Hot Dogs in White Plains, their dine-in place, restaurant here, which is a little bit different from their iconic stand that's been in Mamaroneck for 100 years. I am really honored to be able to speak with right now the CEO of Walter's Hot Dogs. She also happens to be the daughter of the great Gene Warrington, who was the owner for so many years in Mamaroneck of Walter's Hot Dogs, and the granddaughter of the founder, Walter himself. Chris, thank you so much for letting us be here today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for coming.
We're happy when I Love My Office ends up in a place as wonderful and fun as Walter's Hot Dogs.
That's great.
I've been thinking about it all week long. It's really such a legacy. I had just the honor now of talking to your beautiful son, mm-hmm. who is the great-grandson and grandson of the Warrington men that I talked about before. 100 years. How does that feel? What is that like?
It's amazing because in this day and age, there are so many businesses that come and they go, and family businesses also, where you get to the second generation, maybe the third generation, and the kids just aren't interested anymore. But we were so fortunate that the kids wanted to be involved. They left other careers. I left another career, and we all came on board a few years ago because my dad wanted us all in the business.
The family business.
And thank God for the young blood, because they're the ones that have been moving it forward in other ventures. As you can see, this place, mm-hmm. the catering trucks, we have a place in Stamford. So they're really the driving force. I'm just kind of behind the scenes, making sure everybody's on track.
In which, yes, I would imagine. What was it like growing up as the daughter and granddaughter of the great Walter's Hot Dogs? Were you somewhat of a celebrity in Mamaroneck? Did you go to the Mamaroneck school system?
No, actually, I did not. I went to Holy Trinity in Mamaroneck, where my dad also went.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's no longer there as a school. It's now the French school. But I went there, and then for high school, I went to the Ursuline School in Rochelle.
Oh, yes,
and I was like the first person from Mamaroneck ever to attend Ursuline.
Really?
In those days. We were going back
many years.
Then,
right?
Yes.
All the way to New Rochelle.
Right. And summers, I always was at the stand. You know, my parents always worked very hard. My father and mother had a really strong work ethic.
Okay.
I remember spending summers behind the stand playing. There were beautiful gardens on the property and orchards. And I would play there with my cousins. And dad and mom would work till 10 o'clock at night in the summers, you know.
Yes.
So.
And it's a 24/7 kind of thing. Who lives in the house behind Walter's? I've heard so many different stories over the years. You know, there's all sorts of folklore at this point.
Well, it was actually a gorgeous mansion when my grandfather bought the property. It was a nursery was on the property, and there were orchards, as I said, and it was exquisite. And then he subdivided the mansion into various apartments for his sons, and then over the years, it's become rental property.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's rented now.
It's a beautiful setting, though, with those trees and the picnic tables. My favorite memories are when my daughter was little, of taking her and her best friend Charlotte Funicello, and off we would go to Walter's and just sit on those picnic tables. That,
yes.
to them also, was the perfect day, the
it
perfect afternoon.
It is lovely
afternoon.
In the summer there. It really is nice.
Yeah, it's just so special. So what would you say is in the secret sauce of being successful all these years? And then I want to ask you about your actual secret sauce that Walter's has that nobody else does, in terms of how you actually, that what you put on the hot dogs. So what is it about Walter's Hot Dogs that has endured? Because they're hot dogs. Let's
yes,
face it. They're
yes.
just hot dogs, but there's something different.
My grandfather and my father really focused on quality.
Okay.
And they were not willing to sacrifice taste or excellence in the product for anything. Like, people want to know why we only serve our mustard on our hot dog. Well, because that's the best combo that we came up with. And both recipes, both for the hot dog and the mustard, are under trade secret agreement. They're manufactured for us specially. You know, so we've had quality to be our number one, you know, motto. And then I think it's a certain sense of, my dad Gene, if anyone knew Gene, he was great with customer relations.
Yes.
He loved his customers. He was always trying to please them. He knew the customers by name.
Yes.
Someone would come up to the window. He may not have seen them for a month or two. He'd say, hey, how's your wife so-and-so? How are the kids? Blah, blah, blah. He had a wonderful memory that way. And he made people feel special. And I think that's one of the things that I know myself and my kids try to do, and we instill it in the help. When people come up to the window, make them feel like it's a Walter's experience. It's not just another place that they're coming up, grabbing their meal and leaving. Because like Jean said, we have third, fourth, fifth generation now. We have people bringing their great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren.
You know, and it's wonderful. It's so great, the stories that we hear all the time.
Well, your father was such a special man, and I was telling your son that I had seen him probably 3-4 years ago. We were at the Historical Society, and they honored him.
It was a great event.
He spoke, and I was completely riveted, so touched and moved. I had tears in my eyes. First of all, like, the legacy, he did so much for the community. He wasn't just a great business owner in the community, which is doing a lot in and of itself.
Right.
He did so much for kids and groups. And
Yes.
What are some of his major accomplishments or things that you know that he was proud of?
Oh, he did so many things that we didn't even know about. He was a very humble man, and he didn't go around telling people what he did. When he passed away in 2017, people actually came to the wake. We didn't even know them, and they just sat there and told us stories about what my dad had done for them, and it was just amazing. Besides all of the, you know, clubs and organizations that he gave his time and his his efforts to, he was just amazing.
An amazing man.
Yeah.
Really, truly of the greatest generation, and truly just everything that you think of is an all-American, wonderful story. And so now you're able to keep passing this on to generation. And like I said, that secret sauce, I don't know what you put in it, but it is just beyond. And I won't ask you, but it is so, so good. And I see that you sell it here.
No, we sell the mustard.
That's what I mean.
Oh, you're talking about the mustard. I thought you meant the secret sauce that we based our grilled hot dogs in. That's another secret.
I know it's a secret. That's why I'm not asking. Yeah, there's nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. You cannot find it anywhere. And even if people try to replicate it, doesn't taste like Walter's. So what are your plans, do you think? What kind of vision do you have for Walter's going forward? What's your dream?
Well, actually, I'm just here to support the kids.
Okay.
I retired, actually, from my career years ago, and kind of got wrangled into this once Dad wanted me back in the business, and then the kids came on board, and I've just been kind of their back
their
support.
Guiding light. Absolutely.
Yeah, their support, and they have a lot of things that they want to do. And as Jean said, we want to make sure it's the right time, it's the right place. We don't want to do, bite off too much at any one time.
Right.
So
or
we're
water down
steady,
that beautiful sense of what it is that makes it so special.
That's our essence.
Yes.
You know, the family, the quality, the product, it's all, that's what we're about.
Chris Warrington, I wish you, like I wished your son, another 100 to 200 years of success with Walter's. It's a wonderful thing for not only our community, but for the whole world to see what this true American story is.
Thank you so
Somebody
much.
Somebody who can turn something so simple into something so great and so lasting. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
At your own place.
It's been a delightful time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're like your wonderful father, Gene Warrington. It's such a pleasure to be here today. We're here because I love my office. Someone nominated their great restaurant for the I Love My Office contest today. And what better place to celebrate where you live than at Walter's Hot Dogs, the new dine-in restaurant, which is on 186 Mamaroneck Avenue. You can come in and sit down. As you can hear, this place is teeming with people because there is no other place in the world except for maybe the one in Mamaroneck and the two food trucks where you can get Walter's Hot Dogs. They are truly legacy. They are unforgettable, and they are the most delicious hot dogs in the entire world. We want to thank all the people that make I Love My Office so possible for us. Floral arrangements, as Chris just said, beautiful from Joseph Richard Florals, Gray Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla. Chocolate treats from Chocolations, also in Mamaroneck. Dobbs Ferry has an amazing day spa. It's called Oasis, and we give away gift certificates to that. Website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Port Chester. They're right here next to us giving away tickets today. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible of East Chester. Fun games for the visit with PM Amusements. They always follow us around, and we have so much fun with them. Promo items from White Plains Hospital. A gift certificate to Pasquale's Ristorante in Port Chester. 3 months of Shark's on-hold messaging service and a happy hour party at Shark headquarters. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and you know what? This is truly the way to celebrate your office. Go to Westchester.com Talk Radio, and definitely download the form there, and then you can fill it out so that your office can win all these great prizes. We'd love to be there. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're being produced by Shark Creative. Well, today is I Love My Office. I think it's my favorite day of the week. Normally on a Thursday, we love to go to a place of business where somebody's been nominated or has nominated their workplace to receive lots of incredible prizes and so many wonderful gifts. But we do it. It shows appreciation for a place of work to each other. They like to really celebrate how much they love working together. And today happens just to be one of my favorite places on earth, Walter's Hot Dogs. Their new dine-in restaurant at 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains. You know, the 100-year-old business. Can you believe that? Celebrating a centennial. And it's really amazing. And their original hot dog stand in Mamaroneck, New York, has not changed in the 100 years since it's been there. It's really exciting stuff. Well, today, in addition to being here and some of the prizes we give away, great flowers and chocolates and all sorts of things like that, we always give away tickets to my favorite venue that there is, and that would be the Capitol Theater in Portchester, New York. I'm happy to be here with today, Anthony Cortese. He's a street team member. He's on site with us today and helping people there. Are they winning tickets or they're putting their name in?
We have giveaways, and we also have a raffle for tickets as well.
So you guys are an incredible team. When you say street team, I see your stuff everywhere. So that to me makes a lot of sense, right?
Right. We get out there. We're all over Westchester County. We have some members who, even when they go away up to Maine, Vermont, or wherever, bring our materials. People travel to come to the Capitol. I've been to shows, and people come from Colorado, Minnesota, tri-state area as well. It's a great venue.
It's an amazing venue. I love Tom, who runs it, and, you know, I used to work there. I was an usher there like 35 years ago, believe it or not. I remember seeing Dizzy Gillespie and Chuck Mangione, and I, you know, would go there and volunteer usher so that I could see the shows for free.
Yep, a lot of great shows over the years, and since they reopened, they just continue the tradition. So many great bands have played the Capitol.
It's absolute. They have got quite the reputation. So they put in millions of dollars to renovating it and bringing it back to its original glory and splendor, and it is absolutely phenomenal. Tell us some of the concerts that are coming up, Anthony.
Well, right now, tomorrow night, we have Cheap Trick, one of my favorite bands of all time.
I want you.
You got it.
To want me.
And Cheap Trick is one of my favorite bands. I think this is the third time they're coming to the Capitol, and it's always a great show. Always a great show. And then Saturday night, we have Pink Talking Fish doing Fish's first album.
Oh,
and that's a great band.
A lot of cover bands you guys
exactly.
do. But they really garner huge audiences. How many seats does the Capitol Theater hold?
1,800 seated.
Okay.
When they have general admission on the floor, maybe close to 2,000. But it's a beautiful theater. The sound is amazing. The lights are amazing. The staff is awesome as well. So if you've never been down there, I recommend it.
And we were just there at Garcia's last week with Westchester Talk Radio because there was a My Furry Valentine fundraiser for the animal shelter in Elmsford Paws Crossed. And so Garcia's was part of that. Such a fantastic, you know, really is a community venue. And you feel like you're really in your hometown. But like you said, it's world class in terms of what it puts on and what it does. So that is so amazing that also you guys are always giving out, you know, tickets and giving people chances to win tickets and stuff. It really makes it a lot of fun.
Right.
So what do people have to do today to kind of get in on the raffle?
Well, come down to Walter's. We have some tickets left over. We gave out a bunch already, but we also have a raffle as well, so we'll be giving tickets away. If you're not here, we'll get in touch with you as well.
Now, do you get to see the shows for free being on this street
Sometimes
team?
Sometimes we get, you know, they give comp tickets, but like I said, every show there, it's such a great experience. Even if you're not into the band, just to see the show, it's a good place
to experience. Just to be in that atmosphere.
Right, and
yes.
It's such a legendary place, and all the ghosts from that theater who's played on that stage in the past, it really is amazing.
Well, I have to say, my last concert, like big concert that I saw there, because I've been to a few of the cover band ones, which are always so, so good, but I saw Steely Dan there.
I saw them too.
And it was the last time I got to see Walter Becker
play them live.
I was just so devastated.
Yeah, like I say, you never know when these bands are going to come around again, and unfortunately, you don't know when these members are, how long they're going to be with them, so when you get to see a show, and if it's so cool, I live in Portchester, so I get to see a lot of bands that I normally wouldn't see, and I can't say there's I've ever been to a bad show there.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank
all
you.
That you do for the Capitol. It's I know your hard work pays off being part of the street team, but how much fun is that?
It's tons of fun. It really is. A lot of great people, met a lot of good friends being on the street team. It's just a good opportunity, and it's great. It's fun.
Thank you. Anthony Cortese, he is one of the street team members here that is helping people to win tickets to the Capitol Theater, and we are so grateful to the Capitol, because whenever we do I Love My Office, like we're doing today at Walter's Hot Dogs in White Plains, we give away all these great prizes, but the Capitol Theater is always there for us and always making people so happy with chances to win tickets and just giving away tickets as well. So we thank them for that. Always the Capitol Theater in Port Chester. Also, floral arrangement today, sitting up there on the counter for Walter's Hot Dogs from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Massages, we give away gift certificates to Oasis Day Spa and Dobbs Ferry. Website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs. They do all the beautiful work here for us at Shark Creative, and they are really top-notch, the top in Westchester. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Port Chester. Once again, see, that's what you get if you get into I Love My Office. Also, we have a delicious fruit basket here from Edible of Eastchester. Games for the visit with PM Amusements. Promo items from White Plains Hospital. A gift certificate to Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester also. 3 months of Sharks on Hold messaging service and a happy hour party at Shark Headquarters. It's all a part of the great prize package giveaway. When you nominate your office for I Love My Office, go to WestchesterTalkRadio.com and download the form. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lepolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lepolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lepolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lepolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lepolis Electric, 738-3550 or click lepoliselectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're being produced by Shark Creative today, where we're broadcasting from the Dine-In restaurant of Walter's Hot Dogs, 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in Mamaroneck. Iconic, iconic hot dog, 100 years old. They are celebrating this year with, of course, their original hot dog stand shaped like a pagoda in its original decor from 1919. I think they built the pagoda just a couple years later, but absolutely the best hot dogs in the entire world, bar none. Punto final. That's it. But I'm happy to be here today. Not only are we with all the great customers here, Capitol's Theater is here helping people win tickets, but some great people come to eat at Walter's Hot Dogs. All walks of life. They're very famous. They've been in the New York Times and on CBS this morning all over the nation. But sitting with us today, we have Glenn Deal. He happens to be the president of Genesis Exhibits, which if you've ever seen Westchester Talk Radio out and about in town, and I know you have because we're everywhere, ubiquitous, you've seen Genesis Exhibits, beautiful, beautiful signage and work that we use to create this mobile podcasting radio station. So welcome, Glenn. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure. First time to Walter's.
Is it really?
Never been to Walter's.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever in your life tasted anything so amazing?
All I can say is I'll be back.
Yes, exactly. They don't have it like any. They do it differently, and they always have, and the legacy lives on another 100 years, at least, I would imagine. So Genesis Exhibits, we have these beautiful signs that we use all the time. Your company was responsible for those. Really high quality. Tell us exactly what Genesis Exhibits is and what you do.
Sure. This is part of what we do. We help you bring your brand to any three-dimensional environment. So in the broadest sense, anytime that you want to create an environment to talk to your customers, your prospects, or your employees, mm-hmm. we will help you build out that environment, that space, whether it's with graphics or interactive technologies or any of the services that go with it, audio, visual, whatever's required.
I see. So anything for branding like that. I know we have this beautiful, we don't have it with us today, but we have a lighted backdrop for Shark Creative. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Really is. It's such a standout. And so that's just part of the promotional work that you do. When you say interactive, in what way? What do you mean? What kind of products do you have that are interactive?
Well, some of it is tech-based, so touch screens, that sort of thing. But you try and create an interactive, immersive experience for people when they come into whatever environment you're building. So right. If you're at a trade show or a mobile tour or something, like we designed something for a company doing a product launch, and we had... you know, these kind of the chairs that gamers sit in that articulate when you're playing the game?
Oh, no, I've never seen that, but go, yeah.
And, you know, you put on the VR headset and the chair moves while you're playing the game.
I see.
So we provided one of those as part of the overall experience.
Uh-huh.
So it's more than just something that is pretty to look at.
Yeah.
You want to engage people and give them a full body experience if you can.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How long have you been with Genesis Exhibits?
I've been doing this for 35 years.
Wow, before anybody probably.
Right. I started in second grade, but nobody ever believes
that. Yes, exactly. Exactly, a prodigy, a real prodigy. Genesis Exhibits is based mostly in Manhattan, correct?
Right.
And also in Secaucus, New Jersey?
That's right. We have an office in on Broadway, and then our operations center is in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Now, do you do only big projects, or do you also, can you handle from the smallest to the largest?
We work with startup companies right through the Fortune 100 and everybody in between.
That's...
We actually love working with startups and be part of their success as they're growing.
I see, yes. So you must have on hand really some top-notch graphic designers and just artists and that you work with, copywriters and so forth and so on. Yeah. You must have a real team there. How many people are at Genesis Exhibits?
About 25 of us.
Wow, okay.
So it's but you know, really creative group. You know, my goal is to be the least creative guy in the room, and I'm getting pretty close.
Well, but you've got to bring in all the new business, and it sounds like you do. What do you do? How far and wide do you travel with Genesis Exhibits? Is it just regional? Is it just in the tri-state area, or is it national?
Our clients actually are international.
International.
We're doing about 20% of our business right now is coming out of Europe.
Really?
So we have produced events for people in places like Sao Paulo and
that's where I grew up.
And Vietnam and Uzbekistan. So
amazing.
No matter where you're going,
that's incredible.
We'll bring your story to life.
That's absolutely amazing. My daughter lives in Berlin. I grew up in Sao Paulo. My sister lives in Jakarta, Indonesia. So I can certainly tell them if they need any
you can help them.
And you could help them there too. That's really amazing. What's a way for us to find you? What's your website, Genesis Exhibits?
It's www.genesisexhibits.com.
Okay. Exhibits by Genesis also, is that another one?
Yes, you can find it either way.
Either way.
Genesis Exhibits or exhibitsbygenesis.com.
You got them coming and going there. That's fantastic. Glenn Deal, president of Genesis Exhibits, I'm so excited that you're here today so we get to see the guy behind all the beautiful, really beautiful signage and stuff that represents Westchester Talk Radio. Thanks for all you do for us.
Oh, my pleasure. And
yes.
Great to be here today.
Yes, it is a real pleasure indeed. We're at Walter's Hot Dogs. We've got the mobile radio station that Genesis Exhibits has helped us to create and make so vibrant. Here we are at Walter's Hot Dogs at 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains. It's their dine-in restaurant, 100 years now and running, with Walter's Hot Dogs in Mamaroneck, with the pagoda still there standing after all these years, and the incredible Warrington family, starting with Walter down to Gene and his daughter Chris and grandson Gene, also here today. It truly is a family business, a family legacy, and we're so happy to be a part of it today. Come on in, get your hot dogs, and also sign up to get some tickets from the Capitol Theater. We wanted to just show our appreciation to them, and so did their own office by nominating themselves for I Love My Office. So we thank the great Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florists, both in Armonk and Valhalla. They provide flowers every week for us for this great time. And also chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Absolutely delicious. You can get some massages and gift certificates for Oasis Day Spa and Dobbs Ferry when you do I Love My Office. Website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. Delicious fruit bouquet from Edible of Eastchester. Fun games for the visit with PM Amusements. And promo items from White Plains Hospital. We also give away a gift certificate to Pasquale's Ristorante in Portchester. 3 months of Shark's on-hold messaging service and a happy hour party with us at Shark headquarters. It's all part of the I Love My Office package. And you too can win. Go to westchestertalkradio.com, download the form, and nominate your office for this great time. Genesis Exhibits here today with Glenn Deal, the president. And thank you once again for all that you do. We're having a great time today from Walter's Hot Dogs in White Plains. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. From the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Portchester.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live today from 186 Mamaroneck Avenue, better known as Walter's Hot Dogs, their new dine-in restaurant here in White Plains, and it is their 100-year anniversary, and we are here for I Love My Office because somebody here has nominated this great restaurant a great place to work, and that's why we're here. Not only is it a great place to work, like I said, the best hot dogs in the world, not just in the tri-state area, not just in Westchester County. No, we're talking the whole world. And people know that, too, because Walter's Hot Dogs has literally been, it's been really highlighted on the major news around the world. It's been highlighted in the New York Times just for being the truly most amazing family legacy and the most delicious hot dogs you can get anywhere. There's a secret sauce. They'll never tell you what it is, and neither should they, because you really want the whole experience. When you go to Walter's Hot Dogs, it's more than just I'm getting a bite to eat. You're getting an experience. You're getting access to this beautiful family, this legacy that has been doing this for 100 years. Well, maybe not they're not 100 year olds yet, the owners right now, but the great-grandfather started it back in 1919. So it truly is an honor to be here. Allison Lapanese is with me. She is the assistant manager here at this store. Hi, Allison. Thank
Hi.
You. So how does it feel being the assistant manager at such a great place?
It's great. I mean, it's so nice to be, like, welcomed into the family. They really make you feel a part of the team. And, yeah, they're just really welcoming, so.
Amazing family.
Yeah, it's great.
They've, you know, I live in the Mamaroneck area where they have their first historical little hot dog stand. It's not really that little. It's a big hot dog stand. And, you know, they really are part of the community. So did you start working for them when you were much younger, or is this just a recent job?
Actually, I've just been here about a year. March will be a year, exactly.
And is that when this location opened up?
No, this location opened up in August. So I started over in Mamaroneck, and then they brought me into White Plains.
Oh, that's good. So you really got at least to experience a little bit of what that's like over there.
Yes.
I mean, that is something that so many young people like yourself have done over the years. So many people got their first jobs in their teens, you know, working there. They had to get work permits, I remember. But everybody wanted a job at Walter's Hot Dogs. Who wouldn't want that?
Right.
Now, do you eat the hot dogs and the curly fries and stuff? I'm sure if you did it every day, you
yeah,
you might not be as thin and as you are now. But it's just so delicious.
It's great, especially being on grill. You know, you're making the hot dogs, you're smelling them all day, and some days you just get that craving that you can't beat,
and then you just have to have some.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they like you had mentioned, they're such a wonderful, warm, welcoming family. What are some of the ways in which, what are things that they tell you that they really, really, you have to follow in terms of customer service? Like, what are the things that they really drive home to you as an employee?
So the main thing would be, you know, talk about the hot dogs, talk about the mustard, suggest the mustard. If somebody says, I don't know what to put on my hot dog, you say mustard. We do offer ketchup, but definitely the mustard pairs perfectly. So
yes.
It's really about, you know, pushing that flavor.
But it was, I'm trying to remember, but I don't think they offered ketchup at the Pagoda for a while.
Yeah,
they didn't even, you couldn't even ask for it. It just wasn't available.
Right.
But it didn't matter, because whether you like mustard or not, or hot dogs or not, it's the most delicious recipe in the world.
Yeah, even having them plain is, you know, I love mustard, but some days you just want it plain and crisp.
Yes, and the buns are always so fresh, and so, it's just, the whole thing. And I just had my favorite is their vanilla shakes, the thick ones, the cowboy
shakes.
Yes,
cowboy shakes. They're great.
And the curly fries.
Yes.
Oh, it's just, yeah. I mean, it's really a wonderful thing. I can't imagine what it would be like to be able to work here and smell that all day long and have it. This is a great location in White Plains. I mean, you are right here on the avenue with all the businesses. Do you get a lot of the local business people here?
Yeah. So during the day, you know, we'll get a large lunch rush of all these men in suits and whatnot, and you just know that these businesses are coming in. You get, you know, 20 people, or people will call in and order for their entire office.
Yeah. Oh, do they do that just so you do catering also then?
So it's not really catering. It will just be call-in orders. And,
okay, so it's takeout orders.
Yeah, so we'll go up to, you know, 200 hot dogs if we need
to. Wow.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yep.
Yes, I never even thought of that. Now, does the Mamaroneck Walters, do they deliver as well or no?
So we deliver through Uber Eats, Grubhub, and DoorDash. We don't do our own delivery service.
Yeah.
So through those apps and as well as takeout orders.
That is fantastic. I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's really great.
Uh-oh. I'm not sure I should know this. Okay. That's so great. So you've been here a year, and So you're assistant manager now.
Yes.
And that means you do everything from cooking to customer service. What else do you have to do?
A lot of behind the scenes. So, you know, take care, you know, assist in some of the bills, the money, making the schedule for the employees and stuff like that. But primarily, I would be up front, kind of just overseeing everybody and managing everybody.
That's wonderful. Allison Lapanese, thank you so much. And more continued success to you. Listen, if you know, 100 years being in business, you could have a job for quite a while.
Right, right. Thank you.
All right, wonderful to have you today. I Love My Office is why we're here, and because we also love Walter's Hot Dogs. And you can come down and you can maybe sign up and get some tickets for the Capitol Theater. We're also giving away two Walter's Hot Dogs because somebody nominated them for the I Love My Office contest. We're also offering a 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater. Also, website and CEO consultation with MSM Design. Floral arrangements from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. We have a gift certificate for Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry. Beautiful. And also a delicious fruit bouquet from Edible of Eastchester. Fun games for the visit with PM Amusements. Promo items from White Plains Hospital. A gift certificate to Pasquale's Ristorante in Port Chester. And 3 months of Shark's on-hold messaging service, plus happy hour party at Shark headquarters. It's all part of the prize package when you win I Love My Office. And if you want your office to do that too, go to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. Download the form. It's all there for you. And hopefully your office will be able to have us show up and do a radio show at your place. I'm Laura Smith from Walter's Hot Dogs at 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live today from Walter's Hot Dogs at 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains, New York. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and today is the day where we celebrate a place of work. Somebody has nominated their office, and today happens to be my favorite eatery of all time, Walter's Hot Dogs. Doesn't get any better than this, let me tell you that. Walter's Hot Dogs, which originally started in Mamaroneck, is now celebrating 100 years of the best hot dogs anywhere on planet Earth. That's my assessment. Anyway, I'm really happy to be with today Paola Magana. She is the cashier here at Walter's Hot Dog, which is the dine-in experience. The hot dog stand in Mamaroneck is that beautiful old pagoda that's been there for 100 years, basically, almost. And it's, you know, that the decor of like an old oriental, you know, that has the dragons on the lanterns and things like that. But here in White Plains, they are in the prime area of Mamaroneck Avenue, where all these businesses are. Absolutely perfect place to come get your lunch. Walter's Hot Dogs, curly fries, shakes, you name it. This is where it all goes down now in White Plains. So Paola Magana, she's the cashier here. She was the first person that I saw when I walked in and was so lovely and so sweet. And that's what it's always been at Walter's Hot Dogs. So Paola, congratulations. Is this your first job? I know that you're not only the cashier here, but you're also still in high school.
Yeah, it's my first job.
Your first job. Now, Are you supposed to be in high school right now?
We're on break right now, so I'm just taking the hours I can.
Oh, you're on yes, midwinter break or something like that. So this is, how old are you?
16.
16. Did you have to get papers to work? Do you have to get working papers at 16? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, so at school you just had to go to the office and we had the papers.
Okay.
So as soon as I applied here, just brought them over.
You must have been so excited when you got the job.
Yeah, it was really nervous because I didn't know. It was just the whole interview experience, like us growing up, like
yes.
I'm getting a job.
Yes, that's what happens, right? Sweet 16 and put you to work. That's wonderful. So I can probably think of no better place for you to have your first job than at Walter's Hot Dogs. Not only are the hot dogs so amazing and iconic, but also these people are so beautiful. The Warrington family. You work with Gene, Gene Baca, who is the grandson of Gene Warrington and the great-grandson of Walter Warrington, who started Walter's Hot Dogs. And Chris, the mom, is here too. So it's a real family thing.
Yeah.
Do they treat you like family too, or?
Yeah, this is the best like place for like first job. Like I'm so lucky to have this as my first job experience. Just the scheduling and like the job itself is just such a good like welcome into like the working experience.
So. Yes, and you get to really interface with the public. Mm-hmm. I heard that you actually have a lot of experience in all sorts of things, and including public speaking. Tell us about some of the programs you're involved with at school.
So in school, I started my own club in school. So
what's the club?
Me and my friends started Cooperative for Education, which is we're sponsoring an organization in Guatemala that helps fundraise kids to go to school.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. You started that?
Yeah.
Was that your idea or a group of you an idea?
So me and my friend wanted to make a difference. So we found this organization and we're just shadowing them and started in the school.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And have any kids in Guatemala been able to go as a result of your work?
Yeah, we started it last year and we raised enough money to send a kid to school this year.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. I have goosebumps. So this child who was not in school before, how old is the child? Do you know?
She's in sixth grade now.
And so she wasn't in school and now she is. What does that feel like?
It just feels amazing to be able to make a difference.
Yeah.
And help
truly make a difference. Mm-hmm. Have you ever FaceTimed with her or ever gotten to see her, or she maybe doesn't have technology?
No, but we've been able to look at it online. Like we chose, like they have a website.
Okay.
So we were able to like see all the kids that we could like sponsor, and we like saw pictures of her and like her life story. So it was really amazing.
That is incredible. Makes you feel like you're pretty fortunate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're working very hard and you deserve all the good that you get, it really makes us realize how much we're blessed with in this country. But and also just working here.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about working at Walter's?
I really enjoy talking to people. Like I'm really outgoing, so every day like seeing people and like having like little conversations with the cast register is just really like exciting.
It is exciting. And you're so good at it too. Like you made me feel, I had no clue you were in high school when I walked in and I asked and ordered all those the hot dogs and the curly fries and the vanilla shake, but you were just so personable. So that's a wonderful thing. So everybody that comes down here, they can see you here, Paula, and there's a nice tip jar there. Don't forget to tip, right? That helps for school, helps pay for stuff, right?
Yes.
So you come here, this is a week that you have off, but when you are in school, do you work on the weekends or?
A couple days during the week I'll come in if I'm not busy with other things. So usually a couple, like 3 days during the week and then all weekends, whenever I can.
Whenever you can, you love it, right?
Yeah.
That is just so exciting. Well, congratulations to you. Are you driving yet?
I got my permit, permit papers a couple days ago, so that was exciting.
Oh my gosh. I bet your parents are part excited and part nervous, but that's just great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. You are obviously onto very big things in your life, my dear, and this is a wonderful foundation for you here at Walter's Hot Dogs. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
Yes. So happy to be here today. I Love My Office was the great celebration, and we do that by bringing gifts and prizes to somebody who nominated their place of work, Walter's Hot Dogs being the place today. Chocolate treats from Chocolations and Mamaroneck, floral arrangements from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist and Armonk in Valhalla, a massage gift certificate from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry, website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs, a 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, a delicious fruit bouquet from Edible of East Chester, games from PM Amusements, promo items from White Plains Hospital, gift certificate to Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester, and 3 months of Sharks on Hold messaging service and happy hour party at Shark headquarters. These are all the things that you could win too at your office if you nominate your place of work. Go to westchestertalkradio.com, download the form, and hopefully we'll see you with our traveling radio station anytime now. From Walter's Hot Dogs, their dine-in restaurant at 186 Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains. We've had such an incredible time here with the wonderful Warrington family, Warrington and Baca, all the descendants of the great Walter's Hot Dog legacy in Mamaroneck and also here in White Plains. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.